And I'm Scott Horsley with the McCain Campaign. After John McCain's presidential hopes almost collapsed in 2007, he traveled to New Hampshire to pick up the pieces. He eventually won the New Hampshire primary after holding more than 100 town hall meetings there. Last night, with his campaign again facing long odds, McCain returned to the Granite State for one more town hall.
In the tradition of New Hampshire, I'd like to take a few minutes and respond to any questions or comments or insults that you may have for me. Thank you very much for coming tonight.
It was vintage McCain, answering questions about immigration, for example, or global warming with his signature frankness. Senior advisor Mark Salter says New Hampshire has long held a special place in McCain's heart.
It's where his, you know, the presidential campaign part of his career began. Began in 1999 at the Peterborough Town Hall. We had to give out free ice cream, and I think we had about 13 people show up.
There were a lot more than that cheering McCain on his return to Peterborough last night.
John McCain! John McCain!
Salter insists this visit isn't just about nostalgia.
Oh, no. We think it's a competitive state. We think a lot of these battleground states are within the margin of error. We're up in a couple. You know, we work real hard. Move some of these over. We'll catch up to them by Tuesday.
Well, good afternoon, Northeast Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is the blue state. McCain's been working hardest to move over into the Republican column. He campaigned yesterday in Scranton alongside former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge.
Well, we got some work to do. We got 2 days in a wake-up. Take all this enthusiasm and grab a couple friends and drag them to the polls as well.
The McCain campaign is working to mobilize conservative voters in western and central Pennsylvania in hopes of offsetting Barack Obama's advantage in the city of Philadelphia. Kansas Senator Sam Brownback tagged along to help drum up support from anti-abortion voters. McCain held another rally in the suburbs of Philadelphia, where he stressed his record against taxes and government spending.
I have a plan to hold the line on taxes and cut them to make America more competitive and create jobs here at home.
McCain's rhetoric has not changed in the last couple of weeks, but his advisors say they see the race tightening as the campaign shakes off the effects of the financial crisis, which coincided with significant gains for Obama. Polls still show McCain trailing in most major battlegrounds, albeit by shrinking margins. He told supporters in Scranton yesterday things are moving his way.
I can sense the enthusiasm and the momentum in these last 48 hours. We're going to win this race, my friend. We're going to win it. We're going to win it.
McCain wrapped up the last weekend of the campaign with a midnight rally in Florida. That left time for just a few hours sleep before today's seven-state dash to his home in Arizona. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Miami.